Chapter 4, H2F and Echelons Above Brigade. Lessons Learned. An Echelons Above Brigade, EAB, Holistic Health and Fitness, H2F Staff Officer, requires a full-time Table of Distribution and Allowances, TDA, and Table of Organization and Equipment, TOE, position, whose primary responsibility is synchronizing the efforts of the H2F system at Echelon. For Holistic Health and Fitness Performance Teams, HPTs, to operate effectively, EAB should ensure the HPTs are protected and used as a brigade BDE asset. EABs should develop strategies and courses of action, COAs, for non-resourced units and installation initiatives that will not require taking from the HPTs. EABs should work with existing installation resources such as Army Wellness Center, AWC, Ready and Resilient Performance Centers, R2PC, and Army Morale, Welfare and Recreation, MWR, to assist non-resourced units with H2F services. Although H2F is performed at the BDE level, there is an inherent need for an H2F subject matter expert, SME, or advocate at every echelon in the Army. To address this requirement, some echelons have established augmented TDA positions as H2F SMEs. Force Command, FORSCOM, Training and Doctrine Command, TRADOC, and several divisions have dedicated, not additional duty, H2F staffing at EAB. This has proven critical to synchronizing efforts and messaging across the force, and ensures that BDEs are able to leverage H2F teams as their asset. As H2F is fielded across the Army, a crucial responsibility at these higher echelons is to protect the HPTs within the BDEs. Conversely, with no H2F SMEs at EAB, there is increased difficulty in execution, messaging, standardization, and coordination. Like other significant lines of effort, aligning a dedicated senior staff officer at the division or corps to champion H2F will help assist in oversight, priorities, achievements, optimization, and problem solving. This staff officer fosters consistent applications of leadership, reporting, professional development, personnel actions, training initiatives, and logistical acumen to meet the demands of a given headquarters, HQs. To bridge the efforts of technical expertise on respective H2F domains, the individual charged with being the H2F higher echelon officer must have intimate knowledge and understanding of all five H2F domains. Senior leaders who advocate for HPTs increase the effectiveness of HPT personnel and the program. The alignment of a senior staff officer at Echelon enhances collaboration and opportunities for broader H2F domain successes and quick wins. This further promotes H2F standards. Failure to consider the above approaches leaves BDEs vulnerable to mission creep and diverted resources, which can dilute or even negate the benefits of this valuable BDE entity. The higher echelon H2F SME focuses on the synchronization of the BDE H2F mission and the higher command's mission with the Army's H2F vision, while enabling and facilitating the BDE's success. The following key lessons should be considered when working with H2F at EAB. Develop relationships with key leaders in the unit, installation, and higher HQs. Build rapport with the Installation Medical Treatment Facility, MTF. H2F providers are credentialed through the MTF and, as such, have specific professional relationships they must maintain. Understand and develop relationships with installation resources to benefit the BDE H2F, AWC, R2PC, Army Community Service, ACS, and Pregnancy and Postpartum Physical Training, P3T, Program Coordinator. Within the H2F infrastructure, collaboration is key across all domains and units. Many challenges the teams will face are not unique. Therefore, creating a means for sharing lessons learned and feedback between them assists in collective success. Additionally, enabling inter- and intra-brigade collaboration allows everyone to learn and share best practices. The following provide ways to improve inter- and intra-BDE collaboration. Staff meetings with all BDE H2F program directors, PDs. This provides a direct link to the division and allows for open discussion on the status of H2F in the BDE, division, and Army. This creates a forum for requests for information, RFIs, to and from the BDEs. It gives an opportunity to inform those regarding CG expectations of BDE H2F programs. Monthly domain working groups at division level. Members of individual H2F domains across the BDEs should meet regularly in a division-led meeting to discuss current initiatives, issues, and day-to-day operations. This allows BDEs to collaborate on similar items across the organization instead of each BDE independently creating their own standards. Division-level H2F Situation Report, SITREP. As the EAB, it is important to keep the division commander, CDR, informed of the status, progress, and concerns within the H2F system. H2F is a BDE staff section and needs to function as such. By managing higher-level reporting, the division's CDR will allow the BDE PDs and their staff to focus on H2F operations within their units.